Hi, this is Alexandre Sá from Brazil, from South America to North America and all around the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth, question of the day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and on today's show, we're going to talk about overcoming that feeling of rejection and how to truly detach from the outcome when someone says no to you in their business. If you need a coach to help you take your business to the next level, both online and offline, you want to learn how to overcome objections, how to invite people to take a look at your business, and how to take it online through social media and attract those people, one of those, one or two or five or 30 of those 3 million people a day who go on looking for a business, my Inner Circle Coaching is open. You can learn more over at jackiealmer.com/coach. So in today's podcast, I want to go through with you how to really detach from the outcome. And we hear that expression a lot in network marketing. And we talk a lot about rejection and what is rejection and, oh, you know, this business is hard because I can't stand feeling rejected and a lot of different things like that. And I know I've covered this topic before, but it just really is so worthy of coming back to. And really, it's learning to detach from the outcome, and it's learning to create parallels between other things that we do in life and our choice to be involved in a network marketing business and share it with other people. You know, I've shared this story before that I'm not a sushi lover, and I have a group of friends, really good friends, who do love sushi, and, you know, they want to go have sushi on a fairly regular basis, and they used to always invite me, and I would go and suffer through it. I mean, I loved the conversation and spending time with them, but I always had a challenge with food choices and blah, blah, blah. And finally, you know, we just kind of agreed to let it go. They could go do their sushi and have a great time, and I didn't have to be a part of that, and I wouldn't choose to feel rejected or left out or anything like that. And what really got me started thinking about this topic again today and why I wanted to record this is because I recently made a decision to follow the paleo diet. I don't know if you've heard of it, paleo, P-A-L-E-O, many have. Many call it a fad, whatever. I'm a person who, while I don't need to lose weight, thankfully, I'm always interested in new trends and really more peak performance. I'm always looking for peak performance, and now that I'm past my 20s and 30s and, you know, look back on some of the things that I did and think, wow, if I'd known then what I know now, I would have taken better care of my body. Hindsight's always 20/20, but I'm always looking for peak performance type things, and that's really what led me down this path. And so I have been chatting about it, not a lot. I don't like to share a whole lot about what I'm doing in that regard because, you know what, invariably it invokes some huge conversation. And so I, you know, shared with a few people about that, and what that basically means is I've been grain-free now for 5 days. That no grains whatsoever. Tons of fresh vegetables, tons of vegetables, plenty of calories. I'm not calorie counting, but it's really about lean proteins, vegetables, fruits, and nuts. And that's, you know, kind of pretty much it. No legumes, no grains, whatever. And believe me, this is not a podcast that's designed to educate you on the paleo diet or convert you or anything, but that's my point. It's kind of funny because in sharing that with a few people, I found people getting very defensive about grains and whole grains and whole wheat breads, you know, grains that are good for you and that type thing. And it really led me back to thinking about network marketing. Now, I'm not trying to convert these people to the paleo diet, just like I'm not trying to convert anybody to network marketing. My whole thing is educate yourself, determine what's the best fit for you, and then proceed accordingly. It's always interesting to me that we get what I came down to, the conclusion that I really found, and I want you to think about this if you find yourself getting defensive when people aren't interested in network marketing, or defensive if they call it a pyramid scheme, or defensive if they say, oh, is this one of those, or defensive if they say, no, thank you, it's not for me. Very often we get defensive just even about that, and we begin to second guess ourselves and have self-doubt, and is there something wrong with me or my business or my company or those kind of things. And you really have to detach from it. When we get ourselves all wrapped around that, it's our ego. So for me, it was easy to look at these people who were very defensive about the fact that I was doing paleo and look deep within that and say, why are they defensive about this? Well, because it may be that they have some doubt themselves, or because nobody ever wants to think that something that they're doing is bad or wrong or could be misguided or whatever. And so very often, whenever another course of thought comes up and it challenges a belief system that we have or a path that we're on, it tends to make us defensive. And if you really look at the core of that, very often that's because we aren't totally secure and invested in what we're doing. Now, for me with paleo, I'm not saying it's even going to be right for me. We'll see. I'm certainly not saying it's going to be right for everyone, and I'm certainly not saying it's the only way to eat healthy and stay trim and have peak performance or anything like that. Same can be said of network marketing. I'm not saying that network marketing will be right for anyone. I know and I've decided and I believe in the fact and have experienced that it is right for me. It satisfies so many of the things that I want to do, reaching out and helping other people, truly owning my own time, creating residual income, creating an income way above what I could have ever done in the corporate world and different things like that. But it's not my role, it's not my place in this world to try to convince people who aren't ready to go down that path themselves. I can ask them if they're willing to, you know, educate themselves a little. I can share conversation and share comments and different things with them. But if the time's not right for them and they're not ready, I'm okay with that. So when someone says no to you in your business, no thank you, it's not for me. No thank you, I don't want to try your product. No thank you, I don't want to give you referrals. No thank you, no thank you, whatever it is. Just bless and release them and know that they're making the decision that for them currently at this point in their life is the best for them. You've made a decision that currently is the best for you, and that's okay. Do you drive a different car than your closest friends? Do you live in a different style of house? Do you decorate differently? Do you wear different shades of makeup if you're a female or if you're a male, either way? Do you wear a different style of clothing? How do you wear your hair? Short, long? You know, do you have facial hair if you're a man? Do you not have facial hair? I mean, just different things like that. When we go down the path and we look at all the ways that we're different in this world, we find that it's okay for us to be different in many, many other ways. And what we need to do is we need to find that it's okay for us to be different than our friends, than our coworkers, than our associates, than people who we buy leads from or whatever that say, no, thank you. I'm not interested in network marketing. I'm not interested in MLM. I think MLM's a pyramid. Whatever it is, we just have to be willing to say, thank you for your comments. Thank you for your feedback. I wish you the best. And we need to look at ourselves and say, I'm stronger and better because of this, and I'm moving forward, and I'm going to move forward and achieve my goals, looking for those other people who are out there who are just like me. All it takes is going to one event, one company convention, one anything like that where you surround yourself with other people who have embraced network marketing, embraced what we offer, and say, yes, this is right. And when you look around that room, you will find some of the most amazing people anywhere. You will find people from all walks of life, whether they're an attorney who's looking for a plan B, maybe just looking to subsidize an income, maybe someone who's just smart enough to know that they should never put all their eggs in one basket, no matter how high their salary is. So just keep that in mind the next time that you find yourself feeling slightly rejected or depressed or anything like that if someone says no to you. They're just leaving the door wide open for you to go out and find someone else. And keep in mind that over time, that situation could change for them. It did for me. You've probably heard my story. Couldn't have been less interested in network marketing until 15 months later with a new baby. I couldn't have been more interested in network marketing. Nothing had changed but me. So hopefully that'll help you a little bit as you're dealing with, you know, struggling with, gosh, you know, have I made a bad choice? Why is this person telling me no? Different things like that. Know that you've made an amazing choice for yourself, your family, and the future that you want to create, and give everyone else the space to do the same for them. All right, so hopefully that's helped you. And as always, until next time, remember, hesitation never cashed a check. And good luck to you and your business. And don't forget, if you don't have profit in your PJs, my guide to how to build a smoking network marketing business, go to profitinyourpjsnow.com and grab it. And if you're looking for coaching, my Inner Circle coaching program is alive and thriving, jackieelmer.com/coach. I'll see you out on Twitter, @JackieElmer. Give me a tweet. Let me know if this podcast has helped you. Let me know where you're listening in from. And if you have a question, just use the hashtag #AskJackie. And I'll see you on the next show.